the snow. Watch the city lights dim before the morning. You just might be carrying on, posted up in a hotel bar. It's just a fate that's pushing me too far. Wonderful with every hospital, every jail.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Hey Jesse, I was just wondering your thoughts on vaping.
I love vaping. I have my own Juul.
What? Why would you ever want to purposely damage your lungs and increase your risk of respiratory, cardiovascular, and pulmonary diseases?
Oh, wow. I never really thought about the long-term effects. I just thought it made me look cool.
Vaping is definitely not cool, and I would not recommend it to anyone, especially my friends and family. If you know anyone that vapes, send them over to thetruth.com, where they can sign up for the first ever text-to-quit vaping service, and they will get the help they need.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A, tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up, everyone? DJ Nuss for Mark II. DJ Nuss for Mark II. Rocking and rolling here on Monday. We had March 2nd already. That's craziness. Anyways, yeah, it's a good week. I think this is week, am I going to say six of school? Five or six? I think it's six. It's hard to say up here, SUNY Oneonta. Anyways, hope everybody had a good weekend. It was kind of warm on Saturday. Yesterday was okay. Today's super cold. Super cold in the morning. But it looks like I'm looking at my weather right now. You want to see something crazy? It's going to hit 65 on Saturday. That's lunacy. 65 on Saturday. Anyways, we got a big week here. Today I'm spinning tunes, but the rest of the week looks like I'm going to have some guests coming on. So I'm hoping, I know there are two that are solidified. Tomorrow is Meryl Juster. She's going to come and talk about what she does for the community. Also a SUNY Oneonta grad. And then on Friday, Clark Oliver is coming in here to give some talkie-talkies on what he's doing these days. Hopefully, Gav, you're out there listening. Hopefully, I'll have Gavin here on Thursday. Yo, Gav. Gav's awesome. We'll talk about all kinds of ridiculous things and spin some whatever music. And Wednesday, I'm working on another music professor, and we'll see. Hopefully, I'll be able to announce this tomorrow or morning if everything works out well. And then we're going to do next week. I'm going to take the week of vacation, Sunyoniana vacation off to let everybody know, 16th through the 20th. And I'll be back on the 23rd for the 100th show, believe it or not. And I'm going to have the first person I interviewed back on. And this is going to be the fabulous Allison Collins here to read some poetry and talk about all things Allison, which is going to be awesome. So, yeah, we got an exciting next 2 weeks here. Coming up on March 8th, Sunday at 4 p.m., the Rock Ensemble show is going to be happening at the B-Side Ballroom. That's from like 4 to 7. There'll be drinks and light fare as well as 6 bands to listen to. So that should be super duper duper fun. Anyways, going to start off with some Alice Cooper this morning, Under My Wheels. And then we're going to hit a song that's a little longer, but it's off the first Zappa album, Freak Out. And I think it's somewhat of appropriate to play, seeing as how the world is going. Called More Trouble Every Day, y'all. Here we go, Under My Wheels. The telephone be ringing.
Thank you. there, watch the riot. I seen the cops out on the street. Watch them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. Go stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burning. And I'm watching it, I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. You can heat it, cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it, and all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt from checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before all the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they'll be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from her seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Each time you hear something we say, you want to go and do your in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. This thing again, but I'll bet there won't be many left to see it really end. Cause the fire in the street ain't like the fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street, in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more. They'll watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son. We'll be right back.
That's right. Blow Your Harmonica, son. Frank Zappa and the Mothers from Freak Out with Trouble Every Day. Bring it on. All right, cool. How's everybody doing this morning? We going rolling some old classic ones in here as well. I'm feeling a little nostalgic today. I was driving to the Binghamton area last week, and they had some songs on about, I don't know, having a big old rumpus, and which was super fun to listen to and funny. So I'm going to play one of these amazing songs that they played, and off of one of my favorite albums. So AC/DC is one of my favorite bands. I think they're pure essential rock and roll, straight up. No gimmicks. Two guitars, bass, drums, vocals. Lots of yelling and screaming, having a good time. Yeah, so yeah, they wrote one album in like 4,000 times, but that's okay. If you like the one thing, then you like the one thing. Anyways, I'm Bon Scott, Brian Johnson. I love them both. The thing about Bon was that I think all the Bon albums are great. But he was, once again, you're looking at only a 6-year span, basically. And maybe even 5 years. I don't actually have to look at it totally what year he joined. The Brian Johnson years have been 40. I think so. But they had there was some really great songs thrown into that thing. And Back in Black is crazy. It's like in the top 5 best-selling albums of all time. So, you know. I'm going to play a song off of Let There Be Rock, which I absolutely love this album. The guitars are slightly out of tune. It's just really, really, really raw. This and Power Age are essential to me for AC/DC stuff. I guess, I can say any of the Bon Scott stuff, but a whole lot of Rosie coming up here, which is such a raw and amazing tune. Here we go, yo!
Pretty. go out and I'd run with you, my friend. If I could, I would do it all and do it all again. I try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. I try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. You just barely made it. I hate to say it, but half the time I'm just hanging on. Thinking rest in peace, 6 feet deep to all my good friends, past and gone. Yeah, I heard what the good book said, but don't push me when I'm close to the edge. I gotta let these ghosts out of my head. Maybe we can make it through. If I could, I would drink until the whole world ends. I'd go out and I'd run with you, my friend. If I could, I would do it all and do it all again. I try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. I try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins. The devil wins.
Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins.
The devil wins.
Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins.
Try so hard, but sometimes the devil wins.
I try so hard, but sometimes that devil wins. The Devil Makes Three. Great song. Great band. They're awesome. 826. How we doing? I'm going to continue on with my... I haven't done it for a while. Going to play a song from The Wall. I've been kind of playing it in order as our big build-up comes to middle of April. We're going to be... the Sunny Unionna Rock Ensemble is going to be performing The Wall in its entirety. Thursday, April 16th. I can't remember if it's the 15th or 16th. It's that Thursday of that week, though. Is a SUNY-only show if you're involved in SUNY Oneonta, faculty, staff, student. You can come to that show. That's in the Hunt Ballroom, I believe, at 7 or 7:30. I'll find out more details about this when I remember. I don't have it in front of me. So, and then the next night, open to the general public. We will be on the main stage at Foothills PAC Friday. I believe that's April 16th or 17th. One of those days. I've been kind of playing, going through The Wall here and listening to it. It's just an awesome, it's in my top 10 favorite albums of all time. And I've performed it multiple times. And it's always a good run when we do it. So here we go. We're going to listen to Mother today. This is the end of the first. If you bought the original album, this would be the last track on side A out of the four sides of it. So here we go. Mother, should I run for president? Probably not.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? wonder, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? mother didn't need to be so high.
Thank you.
That's a long song. Led Zeppelin, Into the Outdoor from that album. I love that tune. Carousel Rumba, whatever it is. Hold on. Let's see if I can find the actual Carousel Umbra. Carousel Umbra. So long. Cool thing about Into the Outdoor, there were four different album covers, and they were just different shots of the same photo. It's like this dude lighting a piece of paper on fire, sitting at a bar with like a couple other patrons looking at him and so forth. And the cool part is, so there's four different album covers, and there's two pictures, one on the front, one on the back. So I think there's eight total pictures. But it came wrapped up in like a brown paper bag with like twine on it. So like you didn't actually know what album cover you were getting, which I thought was really kind of cool. You know, people collect album covers and stuff like that. Oh, here's four different versions of the same thing. I think T. Swift did that thing. But it's kind of cooler when you don't know what it is, you know, because you take the chance of buying the album, you know, and not knowing, which is super cool. People need to take more chances these days. Okay, we're starting to wind down. We got 15 minutes left here. What's in your pocket? I was just, while that song was playing, I actually went in the other room and started organizing some of the vinyl. We got a big shipment a couple weeks ago. Donation of a bunch of vinyl. Shout out to Dan the Man for music. He's awesome. And I've been kind of putting them on the shelf in there, and it's pretty sweet. We're building the library back up. So if you have any vinyl you want to donate, let me know. Hit me up. We'll come pick it up, or you can drop it off at the station. You should also come be on the show. Hit me up, mark.paquette@oneana.edu. You can hit my socials, DJ Nuss from Mark2, What's in Your Pocket. Come be on my show. We can talk music. We can talk about whatever you do in life. And we can just have some fun banter going back and forth. And you can also put requests in. If I have the album, I'll play it. If I don't have the album and you have the album, you can drop it off and I'll play a song from it. Or we'll come on the show and we'll play it. Three, if neither of us have the album and I think it's a good song, I'll buy it. Or try to find it at least and play it. So I was out this weekend. I was trying to buy a couple albums every single week. So this week, I got a couple fun ones. I bought another Ventures album. I'm always looking for Ventures albums. I think they had 60-something studio albums and a ton of live albums and compilations and so forth. But I found this one, which is the Ventures Swamp Rock, which I think is pretty awesome. As you can imagine, there's some Creedence on here, a few things. Green River, Proud Mary. Is there another one on here from those two? But there's some other funny songs on here as well. But I'm going to play, they have a version of Honky Tonk Woman on here. So I'm going to play that for everybody to listen to. Here's the Ventures, I believe in 19, what year are we looking at? Let's see if it says it on here. Hard to find. Don't know. Somewhere in maybe 70, 1970. The cover is pretty crazy, too. It's got this weird little, like, Dutch doll on it. It makes absolutely no sense what is going on here. Anyways, it does have some cattails on there, which is a little bit swampy. So here we go. Here's Honky Tonk Woman by The Ventures. Thank you.
There is somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who watched over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good. Tell her please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. She may not be the girl some men think of as pretty. To my heart, she carries the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on.
Someone to watch over me, the great Willie Nelson from Stardust. That's an amazing album. Willie also one of these people that has like 100 albums or something, but Stardust is absolutely incredible. Going on, we're gonna have one more song here. I'm going to play a Spinal Tap tune, Rock and Roll Creation. And I'll see everybody tomorrow morning. We're going to be talking about some local celebrities here with Meryl Schuster. Either Juster, Juster, I'll find out tomorrow how to pronounce that correctly. But she's a hero, an absolute hero, and an awesome person. And I can't wait to bring her on the show tomorrow. So we're going to be talking about all kinds of awesome stuff, family services, adoption, all these kinds of things. So rock and roll, everybody. Here's a Rock and Roll Creation by Spinal Tap, and I'll see you all tomorrow for episode 91. We'll be right back.
Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
Oh, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, if you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh, my God!
Please. No!
Every morning, millions of children walk into school with backpacks full of material, ready to learn valuable lessons. But in a heartbeat, everything changes.